Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having a new friend on the show. Joe Frizzard and I have met each other. We've actually played a little golf together. We got to know each other a while back, and I found out he was in the gold business. He's in the business of managing gold assets, including coins, including numismatics, and he's the co-owner of CNB Asset Management, president of that company, and he's in the business of helping people round out their portfolios with gold and gold coins. And I asked him to join us to tell us a little bit about that industry and about the practice of owning gold, the strategy of owning gold. Joe Frizzard, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here.
People buy gold for several reasons. Number one, I guess you would probably say it's always been a good hedge against inflation, for an investment, obviously. Some people do it to preserve wealth, and some people do it as insurance against their paper assets. But in order to have all those...
Let me ask you a question, Joe.
Sure.
Now, gold is... What's the price of gold right now?
$1,245.6.
What was it, say, 3 years ago?
3 years ago was around around 900.
900?
We're not right.
And 10 years ago, it was what, down around 400, 500, 600?
Right, 300, 400, 500.
So it's gone up quite a bit. And is it as high now? Adjusted for inflation, it's still not as high as it has been, right?
No. Adjusted for inflation, no, it's not at all.
But it's higher in terms of real dollars than it's
real
ever
dollars.
Been, isn't it?
It's higher than it's ever been. Correct.
Yeah. So would some. What do you say to people when they say, would I be getting in at the top of the market? Is that a good time to get in? What do you think?
Well, there's ways you can protect yourself on the downside in putting together a hard money portfolio. I tell people, I've been getting that same question since gold was $400 a month, $400 an ounce. So, we don't have a crystal ball, and I do tell them there's going to be corrections. You're going to see, you're going to see minor corrections, and it's going to keep spiking back up. But, the thing about it is, we think gold will be 1,300 by the end of this month or middle part of next month. And if you look at gold at 1,250, we think by the end of the first quarter of next year it'll be 1,500, because you're looking at, let's call it 1,250. It's only a 20% jump in the price of gold, and you're at 1,500. I just don't think there's just not a lot of confidence in the not only the United States economy but the global economy and people.
Well, and that part of that confidence is a concern about some people have a concern about inflation, because
Correct.
With all the deficits and all of the different issues that are going on around the globe. A lot of people believe that inflation is going to be something that can be in our future, a significant issue to deal with in our future. There are also some people who think we could have a deflationary scenario. It's pretty easy to see how gold would benefit you, owning gold would benefit you in an inflationary scenario. What about a deflationary scenario?
Well, if you talk about deflationary syndrome, you got to talk about the only real money you're ever going to own is going to be if you have gold in your hand or you have gold in your possession. I mean, if you talk about, we know where the dollar's headed or where it's been headed. So when you get right down to it, the only money that is actually real money is gold.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's just so many, people don't realize there's just so many ways out there to protect themselves, regardless what the gold market does. If the gold market has a major correction and let's say goes back to $1,000, there's certain investments in the gold area and coins that you can put in your portfolio to protect you on that. So you can take advantage of the spike in the market, and you can protect yourself if it corrects somewhat.
When you talk about protecting yourself, how does that work?
Well, what we do is, people buy, here's what happens for the most part. They'll get a phone call or they'll see an ad on television and they'll call up and they'll just buy whatever is the flavor of the day. You know, and that's a coin that, let's say, a telemarketer may have. You have 40 salesmen sitting in that room, so in order for 40 people to sell a coin, they have to have a lot of coins. So they go out and buy whatever they can get. They put it on the floor, and the salesmen start selling, and people just buy stuff, and they wind up with a safety deposit box full of gold coins, whether it's bullion coins and whether it's numismatic coins, generic coins.
What's the difference in bullion coins and numismatics?
A bullion coin is tied strictly to the gold market or the silver market, whatever it may be.
It has no value other than it's just its weight and the value of gold.
Intrinsic value. That's it.
Yeah,
that's all it is. If gold goes
numismatics?
Up, numismatics can act as a safety net for you if you have bullion. That's what we do with our portfolios. And there's different numismatic coins that you can purchase. You can purchase what they call generic-type coins, which are very common-day coins. They're ready available. You can buy them at any point in time. And then there are what they call rare coins, which obviously speaks for themselves. They're just not ready available. You have to go out and locate a certain coin. So that's
right.
Part of the portfolio we mentioned as well.
Now, when you think of a rare coin, I think of that coin not only having the value of the gold, but the value, if you pardon, maybe for lack of a better word, the provenance of that, meaning the age of it, the history of it, some other kind of appeal. Is that the case?
Well, most rare coins have very little to do with the metal itself. I mean, you know, there's big $50 gold pieces that are rare, and it may have some impact on it. But for the most part, it's strictly supply and demand.
It's sort of an emotional thing, not an intrinsic thing.
Right. It's a collector's piece. Okay. It's a
right.
very rare coin. There may only be two or three in existence. You know, for instance.
And so you would invest in that, not unlike you'd invest in art.
Correct. Exactly.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example.
But the difference between a numismatic coin and art is a numismatic actually is. It actually is a commodity that can be melted down and used.
Well, it is. It is a commodity, and it's basically. I mean, you think about this. If you think about numismatic rarities compared to art pieces of the same rarity.
Joe, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Joe, give us your website before we go to the break.
Website is cbasset.com. CharlieBravoAsset.com.
Check it out, folks. Joe and I will be right back. When we come back, I'm going to ask Joe. If you buy gold, should you hold it yourself or have someone store it? Stay with us. 20 after. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. We've got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out the articles, the archives, the blog. Our knowledge base is there. We have a poll on the homepage we'd encourage you to take. We'd like to ask you a different question every week. And if you'll answer that question, give us your answer, you will be able to see immediately how the poll's going so far. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, Joe Frizzard. He's new to you. He and I have known each other for a little while, and Joe's in the business of helping people round out their portfolios with gold. Gold bullion, gold coins, numismatics, and that sort of thing. Joe, your website is CNB.
CBAsset.com.
CBAsset.com, the company CNB Assets. Asset management, I should say. Joe, when we went to the break, I was asking you about, we're talking about gold, and you explained earlier about the difference between a gold bullion coin and a numismatic coin. But let's talk about buying bullion. And if you own a coin, a collector's coin, you're going to want that to hold it in your hand. You're going to want to see it and look at it and that kind of thing. But in terms of bullion, if you're just investing in gold to round out your portfolio, to hedge against inflation, et cetera, should the average person take possession and hold that gold, or should they have someone hold it and store it for them? What do you think?
Well, I mean, there's two trends of thought. I mean, you can, for instance, if anybody purchases a portfolio, one of our portfolio models, we can offer them storage for less than a dollar a day, and it's insured fully. So the problem with this is people buy gold and they put it in a safety deposit box, and there's, as far as I know, and I'm pretty sure this is the case, you cannot insure anything in your safety deposit box because the bank doesn't know when you went in or when you, what you
right.
took out or what you,
or
put,
what
in.
You put in there. Right.
Right. So with us, it's insured. We store it at the Sterling Bank right here across the street from the office. It's fully insured from fire, theft, terrorism, the whole works. So we do not store just bullion. We will store for clients a balanced portfolio. But for the most part, if people were just buying a small amount of gold, then you know, I suggest they would probably take possession themselves, especially
yeah.
if they're not planning on building a complete diversified portfolio, then they should probably take possession of it.
But if they do take possession, they should put it somewhere that's where it's safe, not leave it in their house.
I can tell you horror stories about that, but no, there are storage facilities in different cities.
Tell us one horror story.
I had a lady, I've been in this business almost 25 years. I had a lady that I probably sold, and she used to buy rare coins, and she bought everything. She had about $350,000 worth of coins, gold and silver coins that she had purchased from me over the course of 4 or 5 years. And then I told her, I said, you got enough, you know, your portfolio is balanced enough, just sit back and we'll do it. So I called her about 2 years later and tell her, look, you need to sell some of the stuff. And she said, well, I don't know where it is. And I said, well, don't you have it in the bank? She said, no, I had it in the closet, and I had some workers come in and do some renovation, and when I went to look for it, it was
goodness.
Gone. Yeah, so that's what happens. Now, you got to put this thing in a safe.
Holy
There's storage
mackerel.
Facilities. You got to store it.
Yeah, no,
store
no
it.
Kidding. All right, that's,
you
that's
got a home safe, that's fine, too.
That'll make most people do take the proper steps. All right, Joe, talk to us about balancing. You know, one of the things small business owners have a hard time with is separating the money, whatever money we have, if we ever actually have any left over. We have a hard time deciding, should we reinvest it in our company? Should we put it in our own retirement plan? And so then to the degree that we put it in our own retirement plan, how much of that should be in some kind of something with intrinsic value like gold?
Well, you know, you talk to certain financial advisors and they'll tell certain gold people, and they'll tell you, well, you need to put 5% of them, they'll tell you put 15%. We kind of fall in the middle. We think 10% is a nice round number and a good number to for your portfolio. It's
so if you got a $300,000 portfolio, you think roughly thirty thousand should be in some kind of gold product of some kind.
$30,000 should be in some type of hard asset, whether it's just straight bullion or whether you want to diversify your portfolio and which we recommend and do a little bit of everything.
What about other metals like silver, platinum, et cetera?
Silver's good. You can buy silver. You know, I think silver's extremely high right now. As go all the metals are. But, we recommend the whole across the board. You know, put some silver in there, put some gold in there, put some numismatic, generic coins.
So you also include silver and others in your portfolios you recommend?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Sure.
And now you have actually packages, so to speak.
We have entry models,
as you call them, and they can find those on your website, can't they?
If they go to the website and they go to the portfolio model and see the pie chart, they can actually click on the pie chart, the percentage, and see what coins they're actually going to be getting.
Right.
So the coins
will
come up.
And that's CBAsset.com.
CBAsset.com, or they can call the office at 713-784-4220. 713-784-4243.
Hey, Joe, thanks for being here. Good job today. Thanks for educating us on gold.
Anytime, Jim. Thanks a lot.
We'll see you next time. Hit him down
yes,
the middle.
Sir. Thank you.
Joe Frizzard, ladies and gentlemen, the president of C&B Asset Management. That's cbasset.com. Check it out there if you haven't considered gold before. Going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.